Hallelujah. It's great to see the church so full. That 8 o'clock was just as full. We had probably 80 people to 100 people up in the choir loft. So it's a beautiful ceremony. Welcome to this celebration of our Lord's resurrection. What a difference just a few days make. It was only last Sunday we came together to celebrate Palm Sunday. There with Jesus as he made his triumphant entrance into Jerusalem. Cries of Hosanna ringing about him. Only a few days later, the same people calling out, demanding his crucifixion. Our gospel last Sunday closed with the holy women that were following Jesus. They were watching. They saw the tomb where he was buried. And today in our gospel, we have Mary Magdala. In the other gospel that we had last night, she was there with all of the holy women coming to the tomb early in the morning, taking the spices that they had prepared for his burial, only to find the stone rolled back, the empty tomb. Their thoughts? Hallelujah! No. Grave robbers. He was gone. They didn't know what to think. So they run to Simon, Peter, and John. They have taken the Lord from the tomb. We don't know where they have put him. John and Peter run. And they get there. And when they arrive, they find those burial cloths that are still laying there. These are very fine linens. These were valuable things. These were not something that a grave robber would leave behind. Peter and John enter. They see and they believe. But they did not understand. Our readings all during the Easter season are going to bounce us all over the place. In the first reading, we're going to get almost all of the Acts of the Apostles, the story of the early church from the ascension onward. How the apostles experienced the things that were going on. How they came to not only believe, but how they came to understand as well. St. Paul gives us many readings from his experience to the early churches. And from the gospel, we have from the resurrection until the ascension. Christ invites us today. He invites us to the empty tomb. Do we believe? Do we understand? Do we seek like these holy women? Are we bewildered like his closest followers? Has Lent changed me? It's a good question for all of us to ask. Am I different now that I've gone through 6 weeks of Lent? Was Holy Week holy? Or is it just another week? And here I am at the resurrection of Christ. Am I more comfortable with how things were, with the closed tomb? Am I more comfortable keeping Christ at a safe distance rather than letting him into my heart? It's not what Christ asked of his followers. It's not what he asked of his followers 2,000 years ago, and it is not what he asked of his followers today. Do you still hold on to some of the old prejudices in your lives? Satisfied with your outlook on life? Do you think there's no room for stronger relationships? Do you think you're doing right by everyone God has placed in your midst? Do you hate it when someone rocks the boat, challenging you? Are you content where you are, thinking you don't have anywhere to grow? I'm asking myself all of these same questions. But these things and more, we're invited to leave them in the tomb. Leave them behind. That is what Easter is about. To allow Christ to remove that stone that keeps me from him. Opening our hearts and minds to the risen Lord. Leaving the old and stepping boldly into the new. But it can be a frightening adventure. This resurrection is a scary thing. It was frightening for the early apostles, for the holy women. And it can be frightening for us as well. But the resurrection isn't something that we're called to put off until our deathbed. It's a mystery that we are invited to enter into right now. How much time do we have left? 20 years? Maybe for some of the younger ones here, 40 or 50? Maybe 10? Maybe 1? We're not even guaranteed our next breath. How much do I have left? Only God knows the answer to that question. But I do know that if I enter into that mystery, if I enter into His life, if I leave my old self behind in that tomb, it doesn't matter. Because I'm beginning to live life in Christ here, confident that I will live with Him in eternity. Christ tells us, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He doesn't tell us, memorize all of these doctrines and memorize all of these teachings. We need them. But at the base of every one of them is a person. And that person is Jesus Christ. And He gives us proof. He gave us His resurrection. He gives us Easter Sunday as a model for every Sunday. I know I've spoken about it before, but this is why Sundays matter. This is why it is important for us as Catholic Christians to come, to worship, to give thanks, to be here on Sunday morning. Even if circumstances in my life call me not to receive communion at this time, Sundays are a statement to all who believe, to all who desire to conform our lives, to reshape our lives in the mystery of Christ, so that we can live with Him from all eternity. And it is a gift. We can't earn it. We don't earn it. But when we accept it, it changes everything. We are transformed, and through our transformation, we can transform the world. The world was transformed some 2,000 years ago by these few women, these few apostles from a backwards area of the world, and they transformed the world. We can do the same. It took faith and courage for them to step out, to accept what had happened. And it takes faith and courage for us today to live this mystery. But doing so, we can change the world, leaving behind in the empty tomb all that belongs there, and entering into this mystery with everything that we have, because this mystery is everything that we are. It is Jesus Christ. And then we can truly rejoice in His resurrection. And as I mentioned last night, I would be remiss. You know, there's an elephant in the room, right? Christers. We all know it. It's easier not to talk about it, isn't it? But I'm going to. For our faithful congregation who are here, our community that are here every week, you're here for a great celebration today. For our brothers and sisters in Christ that maybe haven't been so faithful for whatever reason, welcome. It's great to see you. We want to see you more often. Coming together, this is an opportunity to accept Christ's invitation. An opportunity for me to make a decision. Okay, for this year, I'm going to be more faithful. Wherever it is, whether it's here in Prairie du Chien, whether it's in Timbuktu, it doesn't matter. I am going to make a commitment. If things in my life have kept me away, to take advantage of the sacraments, reconciliation, to receive the Holy Eucharist, to come and to be there, to come and to worship, to give thanks, to celebrate the Eucharist week in, week out, transform my life. By doing that, we will transform eternity. And it would be beautiful if this was what I looked out at every Sunday, and on Easter and Christmas, we had to add 3 masses. I don't know. God bless you.
Announcements. Next Sunday, we will celebrate First Holy Communion for our second grade students. Sunday morning masses will be switched for this day only. Bingo will be held this Monday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. in the Fellowship Hall at St. John's, and no script sales today.
And again, welcome, especially to all of our visitors. It's great to have everybody with us today. So hopefully everybody has a very blessed Easter day. And safe travels for all that have to head back home tonight.